This is Wade Rathbury, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Economic Policy Institute has calculated that Walmart's sourcing from China eliminated or displaced 400,000 jobs in the U.S. between 2001 and 2013. Chipotle's E. coli problem has now hit 9 states, with 80 students sick at Boston College. Stock prices dropped, and the company says extra food safety precautions in the future may force them to raise prices. Supreme Court has refused to handle lawsuits challenging federal, state, or local gun regulations 70 different times since 2008. 28.2% of New Zealand's population is foreign-born, 27.6% in Australia, 20% in Canada, and 13.1% in the USA, while only 6.5% in Italy, 7.4% in Germany, 8.1% in Britain, 8.3% in France, 8.5% in Spain, and 10.6% in Sweden. Labor Department's persuader rule, which was recently sent to the OMB and would narrow the range of union busting activities exempt from public disclosure under the Labor Department's advice exemption, is on its way. Brazil's Supreme Court has suspended impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff until it can rule on the constitutional validity of the opposition bid to impeach her. K-1 visas grant admission to the U.S. to an individual who intends to marry an American. 35,925 K-1 visas were issued in 2014. Only 5 were issued in Saudi Arabia and only 519 in Pakistan, compared to 7,228 for Philippines, for example. Since 2000, people of all ages under 60 have been slowly letting their driver's licenses lapse or not getting them in the first place. Over 60 kinds of folks are more likely to have a valid license compared to others, and the fastest growing group of drivers are over 85. Online real estate records have led to an epidemic of house thefts in New York City and Detroit. In the U.S., an estimated $161 billion worth of food is wasted, almost 30-40% of what is available. Surveys find that 92% of Americans now favor mothers working in many situations, and as many as 77% support fathers not working when it's more ideal to stay home. Cab drivers in Toronto staged a protest against Uber, the ride-sharing service, snarling traffic and blocking intersections. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.